This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another opportunity for us to talk with you. The Yak At You department is open. It's very interesting, Jay. Some people listen to this program. The average time spent listening, according to the directives from the various outfits that say they measure, I get a kick out of all that. They're very important. We have to tell how many people listen by the second. So the average time, I think, is about 48 minutes of this program. So,
nice. Here you are.
You got 48 minutes of us. You can listen for an hour. You can listen for two, three, four, five, six. Hey, help yourself. We're here. Growth is a goal. We always are interested in having more people listen and enjoy and learn a little tidbit. I guarantee you that you will find out something on this program every day. And I don't say this, hopefully, to sound egotistical, but because I'm curious myself, I guarantee that you will not hear the story about the trains and the water and why there are problems on the railroads the way we explained it. Right? Do you think that's a safe guarantee? Nobody else is going to talk about that today.
Probably not, no.
Okay. A little hesitation in the guarantee there, kid.
Well, I was genuinely thinking about it. Would anybody, other than just some of the facts that it's happening, but not so much looking into the why it's happening, the critical thinking part of it, I don't
cause and effect.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Cause and effect. So, we have cause, we have effect. We have things that mattered, people of the day, all kinds of things that are hugging close to our mental capacity. All right, let's talk about inflation. Let's talk about the economy. Let's talk about living. Let's talk about life, if you will. The fact that inflation is going down, I guess this could be considered another good news story in a sense. Inflation is coming down from its high, but there's always a but. It's not going down fast enough or hasn't gone down far enough to be a problem. It is a problem. As you saw earlier this week, some of the stats from the government, hiring has slowed down and people are not buying houses. There was a thing yesterday in one of the national papers about the fact that where it had been for 3-4 years, a bonanza for people who were building houses on the seacoast and in resorts and people buying second homes and that stuff, that has slowed down to a crawl. And if you're trying to sell something, let's say, along the beach down the Cape or you're down in Florida or along the Gulf Coast or wherever you may be in the West Coast, chances of selling it for what you're asking are really low. There are buyers, and most of them are cash buyers because it's too expensive to borrow the money.
Yeah, but, or you have the companies who will just turn it into property rentals.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of that going on. Okay, so anyway, the last 2 years, as you look at the climb rate for interest and stuff, it was actually at 9% I think it was late last year, the peak of whatever. You know, however they look at all of these numbers and, you know, all that stuff that you see that most people don't understand. What you understand is what you can't buy at the grocery store with the same amount of money you bought the same stuff at the grocery store of last year. That's what you understand, right? So, the indicators suggest that the cost of food is going to stabilize, but it's going to be a lot higher. Cost of energy, what you're paying for gas and oil and that sort of thing. Never mind what those stooges in Saudi Arabia have done to the production of oil and how that's affected what you pay at the pump. In many places, the price of gas is 30 cents higher in the last 10 days than it was the previous 10 days because the Saudis decided we're going to cut back our petroleum production by a million gallons a day. Okay, I mean a million barrels a day. So what does that do? What it does is show you once again, and I don't mean this to be an argument for Biden and his foolishness with electric cars, but it is a source of consternation that we are not as energy dependent as we were when Obama was president, frankly. That was when we were the most, in my recollection, we were the most energy independent when Obama was president, and we had, and when Clinton was president too. It's interesting how the Democrats are good at this, it would seem. The Republicans have all their pals in Saudi Arabia. The Bushes loved the Saudis. Oh my God, yes! Let's hug them. Let's kiss them. One of the things that, I don't know whether people know this or not, when George Bush, I liked George Bush the father. I voted for him the first time. But he and his energy secretary, a guy named Frank Carlucci, started a fund that became extraordinarily, it was, you know, it was active, and they made a lot of money buying up oil. I'm not sure what the how the thing worked with the Saudis, but I know it was a Saudi deal. I'm trying to remember the name of the company. Somebody will probably send it to me that they founded, and they all made lots of dough. So anyway, that's the oil, and that's that side of it. But if you take food and energy costs out of where we are inflation-wise right now, it's at 5.5%. So we were at 9% last summer. It's down to 5.5% now. Still not where you want it to be, but it's going down. And so the price of mortgages and that sort of stuff will go down slowly, and then everything else will come back slowly. With the inflation numbers, the Fed sort of is saying, well, we've done what we need to do. The moves have worked. Excuse me. We've tamed inflation. Is there more action needed to get things down? They're going to have a hard sell with that one, I think.
Probably.
Excuse me for a moment.
Hmm?
Whilst I get rid of the last vestiges of all of the things that are plaguing us because of how dry it is and how windy it is and how we're into springtime. Woo! So you want to know what the most expensive category? I know this myself because I've experienced it, and maybe that's the clue here. What's the most expensive thing you can buy right now in comparison to where the prices were last year at this time? Want to take a guess?
I want to say eggs, but I feel like we've moved on from that.
Yes, we have moved on from that. We've moved on from groceries and that sort of thing. We're now into, I suppose this would be considered a commodity. The average airfare is up 17% from last year at this time.
Good
I can tell you
grief.
That. Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, look at that. And the planes are still all full. I can't get on a plane going from Boston to Los Angeles without being full. And they, well, it's interesting how they change the schedules around a little bit so that they fly fewer flights, especially in the wintertime. Normally, for example, excuse me, American runs 4 flights a day between Boston and Los Angeles. In January, it was 1 flight. In February, it was 2. In March, it was 3. And now it's back up to 4.
So next month, 5?
It depends on the traffic. Maybe.
Can we take a moment for a public service announcement, though? Anyone who is flying, please stow your carry-on luggage near your seat. Have you experienced this?
Yeah,
where people are getting on getting on the plane, and they put their luggage like as soon as they get on, and then they travel all the way back, and then people who are sitting in those seats, they can't put their luggage there because
so they have to go up to the back of the plane.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, right. You know, the least expensive category of changes in prices since last year? I gave you the most expensive, transportation, but airfares specifically.
It's not anything along the lines of vacation, is it?
No.
Restaurants?
It's the cost of computers and smart home devices down. It's very interesting. I find that.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it. I'm trying to find another flip phone. That I'd like to do. So you're wondering what may be next when it comes to all of this. I'm not a guru and I don't have a crystal ball, but when you look around and you see the approach that's been taken and how there have been, in my mind, you know, it's been, they went a little bit too far, but things do seem to be coming back around. But at what toll? That's kind of the question. You know, how many people have lost their businesses because, you know, they're on the edge anyway after the pandemic. They couldn't borrow any money and pay it back, so they had to close their doors. I think there's a risk, you know, with all of that. But, you know, with the Fed, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. I'm not a big fan of the Feds. I think I understand it well enough to be able to have a cogent conversation with you about what goes on. And, you know, it's easy to take shots at them for sure. But anyway, so one of the things, I think I said this yesterday, and I watched and read a little bit more about it. How arrogant is it for the administration to tell you, and maybe this was the approach, Jay, you can refresh my memory, if I took this approach yesterday. I usually take it whenever I'm discussing it in public or in private, electric cars, mm-hmm. the fact that the fact that we have a mandate to have electric cars, you must, you know, have so many electric cars by 2032. So back again to the amount of electricity that's being, you see, this is causing, and who's looking at this? None of the liberal newspapers are looking into it, or liberal reporters, because they're probably all driving electric cars. Yeah, look at this, I'm saving the planet.
Yeah.
No, you are not. The big electric push for cars is causing a rise in the amount of electricity that has to be produced. So that means that they are more likely, the cars are causing more damage to the environment, if that's the way you want to measure it, than not. It would have been sold a bill of goods like you wouldn't believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a religion.
But it's not just one of those of okay, do this and blindly follow. There's so much that comes after. What about the batteries? We're seeing so many issues with the batteries. Look at what happens in California with rolling blackouts. Look at what happened in Florida with flooding. It's not going to work in the long term.
Well, the Chinese supposedly have new batteries they're trying to sell that that use sodium instead of that other stuff that is bad for the environment. All right, well, we'll see. We'll watch. We'll talk about it here on Good Day. 18 past the hour.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Calm's supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. With Jay Kirshner, we go into the news of the world from the social media side of things. And happy birthday to people listening to the program. Matt Mayo is 64 today. Jason Smith is 49. Bonnie Williams, well, you don't tell. It's impolite, right, to tell how old a woman is. So I don't, like, I'll be very polite, Bonnie, and not tell people how old you are. How about them apples? Is that sexist?
Why not?
I mean, why not tell how old she is?
Why tell men's ages but not the woman's age?
Well, that's a good question. I admitted to it being that's a sexist sort of point of view, right?
Well, I wouldn't straight go sexist. Maybe old school.
Old school!
We'll say old school, yeah.
The Duggar is old school. How about that? All right, a couple of girls have been found safe in Alabama. again, Doug. An Alabama, after traveling 400 miles from their hometown in Florida to meet up with an individual they met online. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. These were 12-year-old girls.
Mm-hmm. Another one of the dangers of
good
social
God.
Media.
Unbelievable. So anyway, they found the girls in the bayou. They turned themselves in to the police after seeing themselves in a missing persons report on a gas station television, that when they stopped to get gasoline, what do they think? What are their parents?
They clearly were not thinking.
Well, I mean, come on. Where are the parents and all? How do you? They stole a Ford Taurus from their home, and you know, are they that clueless? Are we developing?
At 12 and 14, probably. Believing everything they see online. They met somebody, wanted to go see this person, took the car, stole their dad's car. Clearly the parents realized they were gone because they submitted the missing persons report. And these girls didn't think anything of it until they saw, like, oh, wait, people think we're missing. We have to turn ourselves back in.
Duh. All right, here's something that Jay posted on our social media site. It's Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show. On Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Tell us something good. What or who has made you smile recently? Melody said that silly rock in Lake Ontario in New York that looks like a frog. She said, I'm looking at this. Yeah, it does kind of look like a big frog, doesn't it? Huh? You look at that. You can see that on our, that's posted, right?
Mm-hmm.
pages. Debbie says, my husband, who's battling bladder and prostate cancer, facing either the best attitude and is fearless, so he's wonderful. So I have a good attitude. I think that's what she's telling
yeah.
us, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's her inspiration.
Husband,
Donna
yes.
Ray says her 18-year-old granddaughter brings her flowers every week.
Isn't that sweet?
That is sweet.
Yeah, right. Here's Jay, who bought his grandson an archaeology egg for Easter. They wanted one, even this was a 20-year-old egg. Huh? I want to know how many people took my advice and used potatoes instead of eggs. Every time I told that story to people in my family or friends, they all looked at me like I was crazy. I thought that was a fairly good idea.
It is.
Because eggs are so expensive.
I don't know if you saw this. I found these at the store recently, but they are fake eggs. Some of them are just almost like a chalkboard kind of material, and you can use chalk to decorate them. Or they were these cardboard eggs that had white on the outside that you could still color them and dye them just like normal eggs. Way less expensive.
Did I tell you that I went to a friend's house for Easter dinner? And he had what looked like a big cake, and it looked like it had mounds of frosting on it, so I bit into a piece of it, and it was an egg.
Oh.
I ate the shell. Did I tell you that?
No, you did not.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I ate the shell along with the egg. Well, I swallowed it, but came a crack because it had been cooked, and it had been decorated with, dye and stuff.
How big was this egg?
Well, it was a normal size egg, but it looked like frosting on the top of the roll. Oy, oy, oy. 28 passed.
As if Amazon Prime wasn't worth it just for the free shipping and hundreds of movies, thousands of TV shows, and millions of songs on Alexa, I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Browse Amazon Warehouse for deeply discounted open box deals on computers, TVs, unlocked phones, lots of returned merchandise, and Amazon Renewed sells refurbished merch. In both cases, like new, and guaranteed replacement or refund for 90 days if your purchase doesn't work as expected. I could not tell that several refurbished items I've bought weren't new. Manufacturers like Apple and Samsung also sell refurbs on their own websites. Most come with a new battery, and they carry a 1-year warranty, so they're new to you. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescriptions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis signed the Heartbeat Protection Act into law last night, just hours after the bill passed the Florida legislature.
Favoring the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no.
No.
Showing five hands, the clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Have all members voted? The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote.
The new law expands protections to unborn children, giving them full rights to life once a fetal heartbeat is detected. It also provides funding to help mothers across the Sunshine State. Jack Teixeira, a 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman, has been arrested and is accused of leaking highly classified documents on Ukraine and dozens of other topics. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
Moving into the trending department. Well, they're always on the trending side of things. That's the idea, to talk about what's going on. This trending that gets people all worked up, or they're fascinated with whatever our turn is on this day.
Mm-hmm. The news, the facts, the opinion.
The Good Day download. Every day the good news is that you can listen to as much of this conversation as you want, you have time for, all day, every day at gooddayshow.com. And then there's the download. Most recent one has a focus on the anti-abortion pills and procedures. We also talk about body shamers and what. Who is it? Who do you think you are making judgments about somebody else's body? The shooting outside the funeral home in D.C., the fire at the recycling plant, the fact that Jennifer Garner isn't allowing her children to be on social media, period. That's a good discussion. Also, the FBI warning you against charging stations. A lot of info on electricity. Jay learned what 110 voltage was and 220 voltage.
Mm-hmm.
And her father sent me a note after the discussion suggesting that people that age and younger don't know anything except flipping the switch.
Yeah,
that's it.
Like, do the prongs fit in the outlet? It's good to go.
That's it. There you go. Yep. Warren Eckstein is on the latest Good Day download as well, talking about the importance of celebrating your pet deserve and what happens when your pet retires. I don't know. What about? Well, there are now, I think we found that there were retirement homes for cats, right? Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah, there's like a whole retirement community for cats.
Yeah, right. Okay. GoodDayShow.com. Find the program wherever it's, you get the download free, wherever you get your podcast. Don't forget Dr. Ken and Good Day Health as well. Dr. Ken coming up later on this half hour with questions for Dr. Ken. The most recent Good Day Health podcast focusing on Ken's expertise, talking about changes in the way prostate cancer is diagnosed, that sort of thing. So help yourself. We're all full of information. I know some of you think we're full of it, but we have, the conversation continues, and that's cool. That's good. All right, so here's a little fatty from North Korea firing ballistic missiles that fly over Japan. And as a result of that, yesterday, the Japanese government issued a brief evacuation order from a part of Japan when they saw the missile was launched, saw the trajectory of the ballistic missile. They ordered an evacuation in the second largest, or on the second largest island in the Japanese chain. How much longer is this going to go on? How much longer are we going to put up with the crap from this little...
Mm-hmm.
I was about to use the S word, but that's, what is there? It's, I don't know, I find this kind of stuff so damned annoying that we dance to the fiddle of this little...
It's super menacing, and it's always kind of in the light of... testing and training exercises. Well, guess what? Russia already used that excuse with Ukraine of, we're just running training exercises right before they tried to invade.
Right. All right, did you see Hillary Swank and her husband welcomed a pair of twins?
Cute.
Hillary Swank is 48 years old. Said she's wanted to be a mom for a long time. She can't believe it's happened. And so... if you think you can't conceive in your 40s, your late 40s, there you go. There's another thing coming. My daughter had Miles when she was 41, I think. Yeah, I was 41. And you can do this. I think that's kind of cool. I like her. I've always liked her. You like her?
Yeah, I'm a fan of hers.
Yeah, right. Okay, the Juul Company, J-U-U-L, is going to have to pay almost $500 million for their role in the youth vaping epidemic. I say good. It's about time.
Really is. It was kind of targeted towards a younger demographic with the flavors and all of this stuff. And it was also kind of marketed to be healthier than actual cigarettes when they still contain nicotine. And it's like this liquid that you're straight up inhaling, and then it's going in what did they call it? Popcorn lung or something like that, where just invading your lungs and it stays there.
It eats up, it's like a tar on the capillaries of your lung. Your lung exchanges oxygen, and the way it does it is through these little fine hairs that are in your lung. And when you smoke or you do stuff like this, it plugs those capillaries up so that you'll never be able, sooner or later. That's what happened to my mother. When my mother died at the age of 50 after having been a chain smoker all of her life, when the doctor brought us out a piece of her lung, it looked like a burnt sponge. And that's what you do to yourself when you're putting these sorts of things in your body. But we feel, you know, when you, if you didn't hear the conversation we had a few minutes ago about the two teenagers who stole a car to go find some guy they met on Instagram or Facebook or something, how clueless is it? Is it a part of being young? I don't remember being that clueless when I was that age. And you can say, oh, Doug, you're very special. What makes you so clueless? This is anybody who uses this stuff has got to be. It isn't stupid or dumb. It's you're clueless about what you're putting into your body, and is that comes from no education?
Well, the younger on the younger side, I think, of probably being naive and peer pressure, and then also again, it was marketed as a healthy alternative. So you have people who smoke cigarettes wanting to quit and thinking that this was this was a good way to do that.
I know a fellow who did it, and it stopped. It did help. He was really addicted, and he stopped. But that he's suffering because he has a few lung issues now. But this stuff, you look at it, and you just have to think, what's going on in our educational system? Are the schools teaching health ed? Are they teaching what's going on in your body, how your body works, and what happens when you put these sorts of things in it, or bad food, or anything? I don't think the school systems are doing their job. This should be part of the curriculum from when you're in the third or fourth grade, when you're old enough to learn how to make choices, right? Don't you think?
Well, and then when you're younger and you look up to people and if people are doing these things, you think, they're cool, so this must be cool. I want to be cool, too.
Yeah. All right, well, here's something I suppose you might consider to be cool to a point. 16-year-old boy from Atlanta jumped into action after seeing a group of younger children in distress at a Florida beach, and he died while saving them, as did a family friend who went into the water to help the teenager as well. Bryce Brooks, his name, on a family trip to Pensacola, he and a group of his friends saw four younger children who didn't know they were being pulled out by the current. So he jumped in. Spring break for teenagers.
Saved their lives.
Yep.
Unfortunately,
so he was pulled. Right. He was pulled out by the currents. And so they saved the younger children, but he lost his life. Isn't that the ultimate sacrifice?
Mm-hmm.
To think about, you know, that's just that. Now, that's good training. Good parenting for people to make their children aware that there are other people on the planet, other people to consider beside themselves. That's a gift. Okay, more names in the news. Here's Jamie Foxx. What's going on with him? His daughter says he's on the mend, and people say, huh? I didn't know he was sick. Jamie Foxx is pretty good at keeping his personal life to himself, but the statement that was issued yesterday revealing that he has had a medical complication, but then there's no more information. So I happen to be a fan of Jamie. You like Jamie Foxx? I think he's good.
I do, yeah. Yeah, I think he's very talented.
He's very personable.
Yeah,
very personable. Anyway, so whatever the complication was, apparently he's involved now making a movie with Cameron Diaz. They're great pals. They've done a number of movies together. So they're in a movie. I think it's called Back in Action, as a matter of fact. But what's going on?
She came out of retirement briefly for this, and then she's kind of like, I might go back into retirement.
Yeah.
Or just do a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, maybe do more voice work. She was in Trek anyway, so she's pretty good at it.
Yeah. So, anyway, I just I'm wondering, I want to know what the story is, frankly, now that...
And really much hasn't been revealed. It was just his daughter said that he experienced a health complication. It was clearly serious enough that he needed to be hospitalized, and she says that he is recovering.
Yeah. All right, you don't know this fella's name, and maybe the name isn't important. Boy 7 and a teenager caught in a fire and an explosion that was sparked by an e-bike battery. Good God. Here we go. A fire. This is a lithium-ion battery the problems that we're having with these sorts of things. Remember when the first 787 flew? It was a Japan Airways. I remember this vividly because it happened in Boston. It was on its first flight from Tokyo to Boston, and when it got to Boston and landed, the lithium they have lithium batteries, or at least they did at the time, in the 787s, burst into flames when people were getting off the plane. So the plane had to be on the ground for a week while they took the battery out and put something else in it. So they stopped production of the 787 and had to re-engineer so they didn't use these kind of batteries in them. So anyway, in this case, the bike was parked by the front door of the house. And so the fire that started after the explosion trapped people in the house, couldn't get out because the bike was in the way. So they had to jump out of windows, and some couldn't get out. I guess one of them jumped and died. There was a 19-year-old woman that was also in the house, couldn't get out. This is terrible. When you think about the impact of stuff like this that we don't even think about. That's really why I bring, you don't think of, this is just kind of, okay, so we got a bike that's got a battery in it. Mm-hmm. Who thinks about the consequences of the wrong battery, if you will, because that's really what this is. It was the wrong, these batteries shouldn't be used in this. They shouldn't be allowed to be made, period.
Well, look at when you're flying, if you have anything with a lithium-ion battery,
yeah,
it has to go in carry-on only. You cannot stow it.
Yeah, right, exactly. What does that tell you about these things? So, anyway, I'm trying not to be a Monday morning quarterback, but for heaven's sakes, common sense. Hello, can we get down on our knees and pray for common sense, please? 48 past the hour on Good Day.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist, clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I
use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Three past the hour now. It's Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who visits with us frequently from his clinic at Lake Cardiology down in Florida. So many people take advantage of Ken and his superb staff and superb service that the world is clamoring for time with Ken. So if you want some, you can go to the office, certainly, by making an appointment at 352-735-1400. You also get connected to him through telemedicine, 352-735-1400. All right, so this is an outshoot of a conversation that we started after I talked to you about a nurse who had taken Ozempic for COVID weight gain. And what happened, this is the kind of drug that is used for diabetes. You inject it in yourself. So you said this is very important. So let's go through it, Ken.
This is probably one of the most exciting areas in medicine right now. I have never seen a new drug introduced so hard to get and with so much interest. And I've been in practice 35 years, a doctor, you know, over 40 years, and I've seen a lot of new drug introductions, Doug. The background on this: there's a brand new class of diabetes medications that work on a receptor in the gastrointestinal tract, which suppresses appetite. And these were very well done studies by very good researchers at the major institutions. And this new class of drugs came out in the last 2 to 3 years and shows amazing good effectiveness for treating diabetes. They increase glucose excretion from the urine. And one of the unexpected outcomes in these studies was that people were losing a ton of weight. 15%, 20% of your body weight lost when giving these injections. You self-inject once a week. It's no big deal. You know, don't think of a needle going into you. It's one of these pens you just in the skin subcutaneously, yeah. Easy, and it no big deal. But amazingly, there's a huge amount of weight loss. And the Ozempic drug maker and the ingredient SEMAGLUTIDE, semaglutide, that's the magic substance. And
good for you.
That is the substance which was approved for diabetes in this brand new class of drugs, and there's several members in this new class, but semaglutide has gotten the furthest advanced for doing the studies, showing it's safe and effective for weight loss. And recently, the FDA, the first time ever, gave the preventive cardiologist a drug FDA approved to prevent the first heart attack in people who are obese. People who have a BMI over 30, or people who have a BMI of yet 27, they're overweight, not yet obese, but have risk factors for having a heart attack. So put in my hands as a preventive cardiologist, the first time ever, an FDA product approved for weight loss to prevent the first heart attack. So this is an amazing advance. Now, interestingly, an actress who did not reach FDA approval, definitely not with a BMI even 27, somehow was given this drug because doctors can prescribe outside of FDA indications. I'm using this only by FDA indications, but it was prescribed outside of FDA indication to a woman, an actress who already was close to ideal body weight, appeared at one of the awards on television, you know, from like a size 6 down to a size 0, and this drug has taken off. It is so hard to get. The concoction that is used for weight loss, and it's a very legitimate FDA-approved substance, is called Wegovy, and there's another one that will be in this group that's already approved for diabetes that's expected to be approved this summer that gives you a 20% weight loss. So this is a huge new area of weight loss medications that's going to change how we treat obesity. A lot of bariatric surgeons are moving away from surgery to this new class of drugs.
Wow. There's an earful, right? Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.